scientist of the Lasso Fray monitoring team, Mr. Lloyd Lynch, said the patterns of seismic activity at the Lasso Fray volcano has remained the same. He said the activity has declined significantly.
The pattern of seismic activity remains pretty much the same. We have had a few volcano tectonic earthquakes, very small ones, and LP, long period earthquakes. Why we say it's going into repose is that the events are getting fewer and smaller, so they're on the decline. However, that's not a total or full measure of the volcanic activity, because sometimes the shallow activity can be influenced by deeper events. So sometimes you get episodic events. By episodic, I mean events that are spread out over time and they happen in no sort of regular pattern. So you can have these deeper events which may influence the shallow activity.
The lead scientist said the team can't say for sure that the volcano has gone back to rest. He said previous volcanic patterns have indicated that there can be residual explosions up to 3 months after the main explosions.
St. Vincent had very large explosive eruption, and now it seems as if it's going back into a period of repose. We can't say for sure that this is actually what has happened, because we have seen in the past that you have some residual explosions, sometimes up to 2-3 months after the main eruptions. But generally, the pattern that we are seeing is that it's entering a period of repose again.
And Mr. Lynch also outlined some of the similarities between the Lasso Fray volcano and the Montserrat volcano.
St. Vincent volcano is a much bigger system compared to Montserrat. The eruption pattern is similar from the standpoint that both systems were slow in the early eruptive stages. In Montserrat, it took several weeks before magma appeared at the surface, so there was adequate time for preparation. In St. Vincent, something similar happened. Magma came to the surface, but it oozed out rather slowly, and that effusive eruption continued for 3 months. So that basically was a similarity.
That was new lead scientist of the Lasso Fray monitoring team, Mr. Lloyd Lynch. I am Radhika Stephen with today's Lasso Fray volcano update.